Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Say that today's radio broadcast is important is actually to downplay our situation. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours today as we approach the end of 2009 and the beginning of 2010. The last decade has been one of intense change, unfortunately change towards tyranny. But in the latter part of this decade, there has been a huge global awakening to the true government, to the shadow government, to the private corporate banking elite, who are openly and publicly setting up a technological tyranny. And so, as a famous writer once said, it was the best of times, it was the worst of times. Because in times of adversity, we see the best in people come out, we see the worst in people come out. Now, here's the deal. I can say with 100% certainty, there is no doubt it has taken me 4 days to be sure of it. I didn't go up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com on Friday, on Saturday, on Sunday and say inside job. But every hour that ticked by in intense research with myself and my team looking at it, we became more sure. There is now no doubt that the underwear bombing event is a staged operation. Now, we don't know specifically exactly how it's staged. We just know it's staged. It's like 9/11. Hundreds of pieces of evidence, each one proving that it's a one in a million that men in a cave carried it out. And there's hundreds of one in a million events. Hundreds. Hundreds. It blows the mind. So looking at this, we know it's staged. And I'm going to try to go over this. Aaron Dykes has got a great report. I worked on it with him last night. Aaron Dykes stayed up to about 4 in the morning to get this up. It's up on Infowars.com. And when I read the article this morning, because I was working on it over the phone with him, I went to sleep about 1 in the morning. And I got up and read his article this morning. And it's a better article than I could write. I'm not criticizing it. It's just that then reading it, I thought of literally dozens of other pieces of evidence, and the article actually isn't hardcore enough. We don't even state our case strongly enough. You know, there's bullet points in here like there was a man videotaping the altercation in a calm fashion on board the aircraft, and then he's got a link to the mainstream media report. Well, actually, when you read the mainstream media report, it was the entire flight. Everyone thought it was weird. He was out in the aisle videotaping this guy throughout the flight. He had the camera on the Nigerian the whole time. And then the FBI doesn't want to question him. The guy videotaping. They know who he is. They don't want to question the families that saw the sharp-dressed man go bring the supposed bomber through security and on the plane. Look at that evidence. Then you've got him hyping up, wanting to go in to the very country where they're now saying he got his training. Ladies and gentlemen, it goes on and on and on. This is an inside job. Period. And I told you they were going to pull false flags, and I nailed it a year ago.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365. Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Tuesday, the 29th day of December 2009. Thank you for joining us. Gerald Celente, one of the top trends forecasters in the world, will be joining us to give us trends for the next year, 2010, and the decade that follows that. 2010 really is the end of the decade. That's how Orwellian things are. Everyone's saying it's the end of the first decade of the new millennium. It's not even true. It's just everything's a fraud. But when in Rome, do as the Romans do. Regardless, Gerald Celente will be joining us coming up in the third hour. And then I have a surprise guest, very close, to extremely close as it gets, to this underwear bomber event, joining us in the fourth hour. I'm just going to leave it at that. With really bone-shattering guest, bone-shattering to the New World Order, I don't like to think I've got a fish in the net till it's in the net, in the dry well, in the boat. And I'm gunning it back to shore to skin that sucker and fry it up there on the beach. In fact, I don't count my fish caught until the fish is going down into my little tummy. So we got this fish directly up to the boat, in the net, going in the dry well. But I've seen fish flop around on deck and fly out the side. So Sunday, I got on the radio and I said, you know, I really wish that the evidence wasn't pointing towards the underwear bomber being an inside job. I really wish that all the evidence wasn't pointing that direction, along with 90%+ of other terrorist attacks. There are real terrorist events. There are real Muslim extremists. There are Muslims who want to kill us. Just like every once in a while there's weird UFO cults that commit suicide or want to kill people, or there's, you know, there's other whacked out groups. The point is, though, whenever a real terror attack happens, you don't hear about it in the news, or it's barely a blip on the radar. When you see a staged event, it is always the same MO. Because this is designed for general consumption, for the general public that's halfway paying attention. For anybody that studies this, it is just blaringly, ridiculously obvious. I told you a year ago with the Mumbai massacre, I said that was a British/US intelligence operation. Some connection to Israeli intelligence. The three groups are inseparable, so it's basically the same thing. And I told you that because the head of the Indian anti-terrorism squad said that they had apprehended some of the people and that they were all Western agents, and it was totally staged. Well, of course. And now it's come out in court, and now it's in major British newspapers. Totally staged. You ask, how do you do that? They have special forces go in dressed up like Muslims, and they kill people in a shopping mall, and then they shoot a few patsies and dress them up like Al-Qaeda's. I mean, MI6 commandos, SAS, Special Air Services assigned to MI6 were caught dressed up like Arabs riding around shooting our troops in Basra, shooting British troops and shooting people and blaming it on the Sunnis in the Shiite city of Basra to get the Arabs killing each other. And then they could have the surge later, stop getting the different groups to kill each other, and then say, oh, look, the violence went down. Well, yeah. It's like an arsonist lighting their own house on fire and calling the fire department. It's so ridiculous. It's so obvious. It's so in your... They were caught! Times of London, Associated Press, my film Terror Storm covers it. They're caught over and over and over again. It's constant. Today I want to go over the different types of terrorism. The real types of terrorism. The stage types, the provocateur types, the non-event types. There are events like Gulf of Tonkin where it's just completely fake, nothing happens. The ships all come back on rotation to the West Coast. They come back to San Diego. Captain gets off. First mate gets off. The news media said, what was it like to be under attack? And they said, nothing happened. It's all staged. But nobody took their word. It was called a conspiracy theory for 40-plus years until 3 years ago it was declassified that they were telling the truth. 2 years ago, it was in the Associated Press, Reuters, and Chicago Tribune, of all places, that the Israeli pilots were telling the truth. You know, they've been interviewed and been on record. They refused orders 3 times and were threatened with court-martial. They said, that's a U.S. flag in international waters. We don't want to attack it. And they said, you will attack that ship. Because they wanted to sink the ship and blame it on Egypt. Now declassified. After all those books debunking people that talked about the USS Liberty. Not happening or being an accident. It was not an accident. And Israel is 100% guilty for that. But so is the United States, to show how criminal it is, to show how these governments all act the same, to show you how systemic the corruption is. LBJ was in control of the whole operation and wouldn't even let our carrier groups less than 100 miles away protect that ship for hour after hour. It wasn't till the Russians gave aid that the Israeli commandos that were being lowered down to the deck to mop up who was left, they had to then peel off and leave. And I've interviewed the admirals, I've interviewed the judge advocate generals, most of them are dead now, but those interviews are on the web, literally 30, 40, 50, I don't know of them. I've interviewed the doctor, I've interviewed the first mate, I've interviewed the ship's surgeon, I've interviewed the radio man, I've interviewed them all. I've interviewed Admiral Moore. He's dead, died 2004. The facts are the facts. That's your government. They'll make a deal with another country to blow up your ship to blame it on the Egyptians. By the grace of God, those men kept that ship up. And the Israeli government blows up their own people to have political control. And the Nazis did it under Hitler, and the British have declassified that they did it. Most of the IRA bombings were run by the British as a political pretext to stay in Northern Ireland and to set up a police state in England now used against the general public. And I could go on for hour after hour. It's been declassified in 1999 in Italy, in Germany, and the United States. Operation Gladio, the NATO option, the 1980 Bologna bombing. What, it killed 80-something people? Pull up the numbers on Bologna bombing for me, please. They pronounce it Bologna. It's Bologna bombing. And the tomato, whatever. They're the Italians. They call it Bologna. It's Bologna. The issue here is they blew up a train. 85 people. I was going to say 86. My memory was once photographic, no longer. Like distorts. That's why I have to check everything now. Because at age 30, you start losing masses of brain cells every day. My once beautiful mind now begins to rot. All right. The issue here is, ladies and gentlemen, government-sponsored terror is the rule, not the exception. Does that not mean that the Iranian leadership are nasty people? No, they're pretty corrupt and nasty. Does that not mean Muammar Gaddafi isn't a nasty person? Does that mean Saddam Hussein isn't a nasty person? Does that not mean that? No, they're all nasty. That's what government's like. What did George Washington and Thomas Jefferson tell you? Power corrupts absolute, power corrupts absolutely, as Lord Acton said. But when you talk about sophistication, when you talk about evil, when you talk about corruption, when you talk about the best at evil, the best at spying, the best at manipulation, the best at corruption, who do we got? You got Europe, and you got Israel. And so it's not some statement of hating Europeans. I'm European. It's not a question of hating Jews. It's an issue of saying, who runs the global empire? America. Who is America? The United States, England, and Israel. We're it. And they're the big dogs, folks, and they suck off the American people, and they suck off the British people, and they suck off the Israeli people. To set up this world government, and they fund terrorists all over the planet. And sure, the Africans, they'd do it if they had the organizational skill to do it. Sure, the Chinese would play that game, but they're too busy trying to control their 1,300,000,000 people. The Indians are smart. All those groups are smart. But for some reason, they don't have the knack at the big master 14-level deep chess game that the New World Order plays. Let me tell you something. I can see it as plain as day. I know their game plan. I know their whole operation. And let me tell you something. If you're an American, if you're a European, if you're a Brit, if you're a Jew, you are fed on even more by these elites than the other countries they're blowing to bits. Now, when we come back, I'm going to give you the latest on what really happened with this situation Now, they're getting ready for a full-scale invasion of Yemen. In fact, it really started 6 months ago. This whole staged event is just the kickoff. You'll want to stay with us.
This is an emergency alert. People don't die of H1N1 infection. They die from system-wide intoxication and toxic shock. Doctors call it the cytokine storm following infection and immune hyperstimulation. Vaccines with immune stimulants or toxic drugs chemicalize your body, adding to your death risk. Prevent death and reverse diseases from infections, vaccinations, and drug toxicity. Call this number to get my free special report about the flu and what to do to save lives, maybe even your own. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. Order Zeolite, the world's most powerful broad-spectrum detoxifier, immune system guard, and vaccine cleanse. Avoid vaccinations and drugs. Use Zeolite and OxySilver Hydrosol instead to detox and de-germ your body. Stop the shock of toxicity and preventable deaths. Call 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Or visit zeolife.net and oxysilver.net and order your free report and package special.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Began to hype Afghanistan. They would show how the Taliban were hurting women, and they would show how the Taliban had blown up some old Buddhist idols up in the mountains that were 2,500 years old. And I knew full well that the West loves dictators, loves Muslim extremists. Look at Iraq. They've now put in a regime that's using Islamic law. Saddam had been the previous CIA stooge, and they set him up. It's not that Saddam wasn't bad. It's that it's so evil to put him in, to have him do all that, and then set him up and put something even worse in. And by the way, it's now come out, Times of London, the British government's admitting the latest secret documents from Iran that they had special machines to purify uranium so they could make A-bombs was a complete lie. Of course it was a lie. 2 months ago, it was a lie that Iran had a secret facility. They're still complying with global government and the UN. When a facility is 6 months out from being opened, they're supposed to announce it for inspection. The thing isn't even built. Then the media has a huge hoax saying, look, Iran's got a secret nuke base. That's come out to be fake, but a week later, as a footnote, the general public only sees the cover of Newsweek and Time, only passing at the bar or the restaurant or at home at night where they're making dinner or doing the laundry and the kids are fighting. Oh, wow, they do have nukes in Iran. That's why half of America still believes Saddam Hussein had nuclear weapons and carried out 9/11, even though it's admitted he didn't, because they just passively listen. And so I saw this big buildup. Here is Osama bin Laden. He's going to get you before 9/11. And I already knew about bin Laden. I knew he was a CIA asset. I knew he'd been hired. I knew the Mujahideen had been hired in 79 to attack the Russians, to start the war. I knew that Charlie Wilson was just a front guy when they publicly announced it in the mid-80s. That movie's completely fake, by the way. And it's just all theater. And then they massed 40,000 U.S. troops, 18,000 British troops into Tajikistan, Uzbekistan, and several other countries surrounding it, had carrier task force groups that arrived 2 weeks before 9/11. Newsweek reported Bush signed the order to attack Afghanistan to launch the operation to begin the preparations to attack on September 10th. His brother declared martial law in Florida on September 10th. That was in the Associated Press. Never before done, never done since. See, they thought that Flight 93 was going to be going into the Capitol. And then you would have had real martial law. The image of the Capitol dome shattered. But the happy hooligans out of South Dakota didn't follow their orders and fired two AIM-9s into that remote-controlled aircraft. And that's come out as well. Just like it's come out, the FBI ordered the firemen to give them three of the data recorders they were found that were sealed under national security. That's been in mainstream newspapers. Jesse Ventura actually went and interviewed the firefighters. Put them on television. Talk about groundbreaking. All of this is documented. And so I saw the buildup before 9/11, and I went on air and I said, ladies and gentlemen, they are going to attack the World Trade Center. The feds bombed it the first time, cooked the bomb, trained the drivers, found patsies, did it, tried to cover it up. That even came out in CBS News, New York Times, before they put the clamp on the story. And I put all the pieces together and I said, I believe they're going to hit the World Trade Center and blame it on bin Laden, their asset. Now, what did I say when Obama got elected? What did I say 2 or 3 months into this year? Over and over again. You, the listeners, because I don't have the staff, but it's good to show the sheeple this. Go find the YouTube clips. Go find the video clips. Please send them to us. Write your own articles. I'll get Paul, Kurt, whoever on it. I mean, I did probably 30, 40, 50 shows. I don't know. Where I said specifically, they're going to have mass shootings in military bases and shopping malls. And I believe the shopping malls are coming, and schools, and they're going to have bombers on planes. Now, how did I know that? Because the feds like to play God. They like to brag when they brainwash local police, so the police think that they are omnipresent about what the threats is that's coming. So then when it comes, the public's ready for their solution. I'll explain this on the other side.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Steve Schenck. Alex and I have talked about food security for your family for years. Now we're into the holiday season, the happy time of year when friends and family come together, and food is always the expression of our shared love and caring. This year, the eFoods Holiday Special Food Supply has the two things that you've asked for most. Easy-to-make prepared meals that taste great, and a smaller-than-one-year supply for greater affordability. I don't have to tell you that the troubled times and loss of freedoms that we only anticipated in 2008 have arrived in our lives with a vengeance. This holiday special is designed to bring peace and security to you and yours, and comes with a free 7-day responder for you to give to someone less fortunate. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. We here at eFoods Direct wish you peace, security, and plenty this holiday season.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Full of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
Well, you were sleeping. They came and took it all away. The names in the middle. The places where you used to play.
The New York Times is reporting that several thousand U.S. Special Forces, along with CIA, in the last year have entered Yemen with the key port of Aden. They also want to go into Sudan. That's why you've seen media hype about that the last few years. The globalists could care less about the Christians being killed in Sudan, in Yemen, by Muslim extremists. In fact, where the Muslim extremists work with them, they leave them alone and encourage them to kill Christians. The Chinese are moving in to get the oil in North Africa, across the continent, from the west to the east. And AFRICOM, as we document in the Obama deception released last March, is going to stage pretext to be able to move in more troops. And that is now what's happening. And we told you in Obama deception that look for Africa to be the next base of operations in the, quote, war on terror. Now, in the last month, they've been hyping that we've got to go into Yemen, we've got to go into Sudan. We've got to launch new wars there with ground troops and drones, hunting and killing whoever they want. Continuing the process of the Air Force completely converting over to drones that the globalists can control, even if the military won't follow their unconstitutional orders in the future. And you better believe this whole system just being tested on the Muslims. It's for the American people. We are target number one. Read the Homeland Security documents we released. Read the MIAC report we released. That we received. This whole thing's pointed at us. Gun-owning, libertarian, conservatives, landowners, property owners, real leftists who don't like war. Unjust war. Anybody who doesn't love tyranny, you're the target. Now, when I say bombshell, I mean bombshell. We have a bombshell guest joining us in the last hour today. But I don't want to jinx it or hex it or foil it. Or spoil it. So I'm going to leave it at that. They've had hundreds of media calling them, but they know who we are, so they're coming on this show. I'm just going to leave it at that. Oh, boy. Gerald Celente coming up in the third hour to give us his trends forecast for the next year and the next decade. But I saw 9/11 coming a mile away, and analyzing the propaganda being put out and then the internal preparations being made and internal sources we have, emergency managers, police, sheriff's deputies, FBI, and others, federal marshals, I was able in January to write articles and do radio shows saying they're going to have a stage flu hype. It may be real, it may kill thousands or hundreds of thousands or millions, as the government was saying, or it may just be a hoax to inoculate you, it may just be a moneymaker and a smokescreen to politically distract everybody from what's going on with the banker takeover. But when we had emergency managers on record and others saying the feds are coming into our town, saying get ready for martial law, get ready to lock down your cities, get ready for millions to die just in Indiana and Illinois alone. Same thing in upstate New York. We got secret documents from the Bureau of Cemeteries. It later became mainstream news. I mean, we get sent this stuff. Lord knows what we're missing. I'm just wallowing in documentation and intel. And how do I know it's real? I get a secret federal report. I call up the number of the watch officer and say, yeah, I've got code number, and then read it out to him. And I want to know if this is real. Well, first off, how did you get that? Who is this? I want to know who gave that to you. Hey, I'm Alex Jones, syndicated radio host. Is this your document? Well, you're not supposed to have that, Mr. Jones. I mean, they just right away let you know. Well, excuse me, I'm media. Last time I heard, we still got some freedom in this country. I'm putting this out. Then once I knew terms in the document, I knew indexes, I went and pulled up other CFR and ADL reports that had been written that this article, that database was just integrated from. These people all go off central info and found it, confirmed after the phone call it was real. Kurt Nemo wasn't sure, and I said, yes, Kurt, it's real. Nail it. Drop it. Kurt's a good guy. I was the one making the phone calls to make sure it was real. And my gut is never wrong. My only problem is I don't follow my gut enough. But I can't just have a gut feeling like a parrot looking at a perch, thinking, well, it looks like that perch is stable. I've got to test the perch. I got to reach out with my bill, with my beak, and press on it to make sure it's stable before I get up on it. I smell something. Yeah, looks okay, that's it. Then I got to test it and check a few things. And so I came on air and I said, look for the flu. I said, the feds are saying millions dead. I'm not saying that. And I said at the time, COINTELPRO will angrily later spin if this doesn't happen that I said millions dead when I was reporting what they said. And I said, it will probably just be a hype to sell a bunch of vaccine that will have a sterilant or a chemical in it to hurt you. Turns out that's the case. The insert of the drug says it. Turns out it was all hype, huge scandal in Europe, as the World Health Organization gets caught being involved in it for money-making with big U.S., British, and European vaccine makers. And a bunch of people dying in vaccine trials. It's all over the news. Our news is so controlled, it's not really in our news. It's been a few places. Kind of like, oh, all over the world, the U.N.'s giving people polio shots, and it's killing them. It's weaponized. Oh, just an accident. Oh. Minor footnote, Associated Press. Meanwhile, everyone's hyperventilating in total fear. There's men with underwear bombs, firecrackers. Somebody else was in the bathroom for 19 minutes. The president was woken up from a nap to be aware that a man was had diarrhea. I want to give up all my rights. I want body scanners to scan me. I didn't want my naked body recorded before for biometric access, but now I want to be scanned. Keep me safe. And they put people on the news to say, I want more security. Gee, I don't know why this guy was led through by some security guy and put on the plane and why somebody was videotaping him the entire flight. Gee, I don't know why. We need more security. Oh, yeah, every time it's a fake terror attack, all the security's on stand down. Or in the case of 9/11, 7/7, and countless others, they're running drills of the exact targets being attacked at the same time, and then the government hides it in plain view and comes out and announces they were doing drills of the exact targets at the exact time at the exact place. Completely impossible. We had an actuary done on 7/7. It was 23 trectagillion. One trectagillion is trillions of times all the grains of sand in all the world. It's ridiculous. Now, they're not just staging this to put in the body scanners at all the airports, which they're already doing, but to make you submit to it. They're not just doing it to boost Obama's approval rating as he can play the part of the big daddy that protects us with big sister Napolitano up there at Homeland Security. And big brother, the head of the Justice Department, now under Interpol control. As Obama pledges to sign us on to Gordon Brown's World Government Agreement, even though nobody else will sign on, it's such a fraud. It's a smokescreen, so nobody debates and reads what's in the 2,000-plus page health care bill. Because people now have found the rationing death panels. They're in there. They've now found the 5 years in prison. I have got scores of mainstream articles, even out of the communist Boston Globe, going, Democrats in our state are against it, saying it raises taxes and cuts benefits. Don't you get it, communist? That's how this works. The bankers bankrupt the country. You pay all your taxes, and you get nothing but a gun in your face. You understand? Now people are finally reading it. But no one wants to talk about health care now. Goes into conference starting next Monday. Could be out of conference within 2 days. Could be on the president's desk by next Friday. It goes into conference next Monday. It could be out of conference within 2 days. It could be on the president's desk by Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday of next week. And then the bankers gobble up. The insurance company wrote the stinking bill. Liberals have finally found out about it. They're saying, well, I'm going to vote against you, Democrats. Oh, really? You're going to vote against the Democrats expanding all the wars? No, you like it. You're going to vote for them again in a year. Don't worry. It's like Republicans are going to vote for Republicans because they like feeling like they're winners and they like being scammed. I mean, I read over this bill. I can't even believe how bad it is. I can't believe this can happen in America. But it will. This is only the beginning. We're a bankrupt, reprobate, decadent, slovenly, arrogant, unthankful nation. Our men are decadent and arrogant. Our women, on average, are incredibly entitled, incredibly worldly, incredibly angry at everything. Our children are falling apart. Look around you. This country is disintegrating. Well, you think old-timers that came out of the barbarian hordes taking over Rome and then went through the Dark Ages and all of that, you think they were upright and pious because they were wimps? Because they were scared of having fun? No, they understood how dangerous life was if you weren't totally focused and had yourself together. And I'm not up here on some high horse saying I got myself together, but compared to the average yuppie, I sure do. I mean, I am as focused as I possibly can be, try to get myself in gear every day, try to consciously focus on how deadly our straits are, the kind of dangerous waters we're in, and then I look over at the public laughing and giggling and playing with their, picking their nose, whatever they're doing, and I, you people have no idea how hard you're going to get hurt. You have no idea how the Bill of Rights and Constitution and people's willingness to stand up for it, how that was a hedge of protection up around your sorry butt and up around my sorry butt. And I look over that hedge and I see what's already coming through the hedge and I realize that isn't anything compared to the big monsters that are about to come through it. Hell's gates are being opened, ladies and gentlemen, just like they were opened in Nazi Germany and Soviet Russia and Maoist China. And, man, I'm watching the devils come up out of that pit in human form. And let me tell you, I'm having to gut up, and I get chills just thinking about what we're going under. Oh, man. I wish this didn't have to happen. I wish we didn't have to go through this. It's just gonna, and they're going to incrementally burn us to death. They're just going to move slow, slow, slow. But through the incrementalism, faster and faster and faster and faster. Just burning us up. I liken it to watching a child, I guess, die of a bad fever over 3 or 4 days. You just watch the life force pouring out of somebody. It's like watching my friend, 33 years old, on a respirator. And they were just keeping him alive till his dad got down here from Dallas and he was already dead. And they came in and started reading last rites and he made one last panic, try to get up, try to get control of his body. And then I watched his eyes go dead, and they looked at the numbers, and they were like, his body's alive, but he's dead. And I'm watching that last light go out of the Republic, that last little spark, and I'm watching the evil just pour in. And all you bad boys and tough guys that were sold and were imprinted like baby ducks on the image of evil. You think the image of evil is a big motorhead with smoke and teeth and fire pouring out of it. And it is. And in it is the souls of men and the pain and the anguish of innocence. In its big black foundry, in its big black coal-driven engine, humanity's souls are thrown in. And through your subconscious cowardice, you've tried to bind with the evil. You've tried to, at a subconscious level, befriend it. There's no befriending this. So all of you FBI and all of you ADL and all the Southern Poverty Law Center and all the fake right-wingers and all the socialists and all of you that think you're part of the power structure and think you're on the winning team and you're going to be the most punished by this system. Mark my words. History proves it. Common sense documents it. And justice demands it. And let me tell you fools something who don't believe in a God. God doesn't wait till you die to judge you. Everything comes in twos in this world. Once the man, twice the child. And all of you in life will be judged many times over. You'll be judged for everything you've done. Your life is a hell because you are a decadent scumbag. You are a coward. And that is one of the greatest forms of evil. It's a sin against yourself, a sin against the innocent, a sin against your family name, a sin against God. You don't have to be perfect in this life, but you better have some guts. You better have some guts to at least do the right thing. You better have some guts to at least speak up and tell the truth and let the chips fall where they may, no matter what it shows. Okay, I've been preaching. I'm going to come back and end-to-end read bombshell. Evidence clearly indicates staged attack on Detroit flight. Bombshell. Inside job. Evidence clearly states, clearly indicates staged attack on Detroit flight. A boil down. And when you go over the evidence end-to-end, the political, the massing of troops, when you go over it all, it is crystal clear. Crystal, crystal, crystal clear. What is really going on? And what this signifies, what they're kicking off, the new phase of their operation.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As they're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, a criminal offshore cartel hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Our economy is in great distress. The financial dominoes can fall at any time. It's time to stop hoping it doesn't happen and prepare just in case it does. You have auto and home insurance. Why wouldn't you have food insurance? Are you prepared to feed your family long term? Because it might take years to recover. As the adult, it's your responsibility to feed your family, especially during rough times. SurvivalistSeeds.com is offering a package that will give you a 3-acre heirloom vegetable garden anywhere. 50 heirloom varieties, 8,000 vegetable seeds, over 5 pounds of healthy food. Don't be fooled by marketing companies disguised as patriots. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride. With sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade. Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade. The bastards hung me in the spring of 25. But I am still alive.
I was a sailor.
I told you in January, February, and March over and over again, there would be mass shootings in the United States by Muslim extremists. I told you they would be going into Yemen, and they would also be going into North Africa on the East Coast to begin with. I told you they were going to have a giant flu hysteria because we were getting the documents. They were preparing. They were telling police 100% chance this flu thing is coming, so the police would panic and do what the feds told them when it came. It was all a federalization drill, and they're following everything. Look, it's not hard to figure this out. When you see the mass programming going on, you understand. And in 214 locations, they're putting the body scanners in. People are refusing because they know it's a naked image of their body. Homeland Security Next is looking at making you wear shock bracelets. This is mainstream news. They want to train you to live as a prisoner. Now they're saying you can't have your hands in your lap. You can't cover your lap with a blanket. You can't get up for an hour before the end of the flight or the beginning. You can't have no electronic devices. This is supermax prison level. And then TSA says that they're already in major bus stops and train stops, and they're now going to be in schools and in malls. Mall of the Americas is now going to have TSA. This is happening. A total lockdown society with random checkpoints. It's happening. Foreign troops. Your kids being trained to spy on you. It's all being announced. And it's all being announced incrementally. Now, there is no doubt. No doubt. That this is completely staged. You have the fact that they were massing troops in Yemen, beginning the propaganda campaign, saying the next war is Yemen, just like with Afghanistan, just like with Iraq. I mean, this is all timed out. It's the same formula. The Pentagon is following a playbook. And I'm going to break it all down. What I'm going to do is, I'm going to, at the 8 after, I'm going to cover some healthcare news first. The 8 after, I'm going to read this entire article. Then I'm going to open the phones up. Then Gerald Celente is coming on with his trends for the next year on the economy, the police state, a lot more. Looking forward to the 2010, 2011. Then I have a special guest joining us for 30 minutes in the last hour today. I'm just going to leave it at that. I do want to just briefly, at the end of this hour, remind listeners that we are listener-supported, and I appreciate your support. You can still get 5.5 months free until the new year comes at PrisonPlanet.tv. 5+ months free right now at PrisonPlanet.tv, where we simulcast at least the last half of the radio show every day in living color and multimedia TV, where all of my films are in super high quality. You can share your PASCO with a few friends and family to help them get educated. PrisonPlanet.tv, an armory of resistance and awakening. And we're keeping the Christmas specials up for a few more weeks. Maybe shorter. We're just looking at taking them down right now. You get a free T-shirt, the free Obama T-shirts. They are selling out quickly. And if your size is already sold out, we have some other T-shirts you can get free. They're excellent. The Don't Tread on Me shirts. All available at Infowars.com. And your purchases make this operation possible. We don't have George Soros of the UN funding us. You fund us. You buy the war bonds in the Infowar at Infowars.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.